All right, you're listening to Morrow Takeover Show via the Victor Morrow Show. I want to say this off top. A lot of people are telling these different stories about Tupac. And people are telling the same stories, but people have their own spin on it. You know, you might catch one interview where one person says one thing and then another person says something different. And it's making way for stupid ass conspiracy theories such as Tupac hoax to talk shit about Pac, right? Because when a person is dead, they can't defend themselves, right? They can't explain what really happened. Dead men don't speak. So, saying all that to say this. Some of you may remember the interview that Snoop Dogg did where he talked about how Tupac ran up on Nas. And he told Nas, I got a song about you, dissing you. And Nas told him, I love you, Pac. And Pac responded, well, if you love me, then you're not going to say nothing. In other words, you're not going to respond to the diss track that I made. Now, this is all according to Snoop. Snoop also said that Nas was deep with his homies. He had like, I don't know, a lot of niggas with him. And basically Nas had to drop on Pac. Like, Nas could have snapped his finger and one of Nas' homeboys could have took Pac out right there. That's Snoop Dogg's version of the story. Suge Knight said that Pac spoke to Nas and they talked it out. Pac said to Suge, basically that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said that Pac wanted to take the diss track off of the album. If, in other words, he wanted to edit the track and take the part where he disses Nas out. But Pac died before it could be edited, or before the changes could be made. So that's why, against all odds, I'm assuming it's against all odds that that is the track that Pac was talking about where he dissed Nas then, because that's the only one I can think of off the top. So you have this situation where you have two different accounts, two versions of the same story. I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know who's lying. But I've done a old episode from, you know, a couple of years ago. It's probably still up on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's still up on YouTube. If YouTube haven't banned it, they ban every damn thing now. But Reggie Wright, the former head of Death Row Security, did an interview with Vlad TV. I'm sure a lot of you Tupac fans have already seen this interview. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play the clip anyway to put some perspective on what I'm talking about. Because I'm asking the question, this new lie about this whole entire incident. And if he did, then what the fuck was the point? What was the fucking point of Snoop lying? And that's a whole nother topic. We'll get to that in a second. But this is the interview with Reggie Wright Jr. And he disputes Snoop's story of Tupac pressing Nas in New York. That's the title of the DJ Vlad interview. So just take a listen.
Football player, he has a podcast. He interviewed Snoop. Okay. And Snoop talked about the confrontation between Tupac and Nas.
We bumped heads at the end when we was in New York for the MTV Awards, and
oh, that's one of the biggest hip hop moments of all time.
Yeah, and Pac had seen Nas in the park, and him and Nas had words, but Nas didn't want none. But Nas had 100 niggas with guns.
Right.
So listen to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
By me saying he didn't want none didn't mean he didn't punk out. Mm. It mean he just didn't want to
go there.
All the way there, because we was in New York in Central Park with 100 goons from New York circle us. Pac didn't even see them. I did, because I got a gangbang mentality. I seen when niggas start circling and
right.
Putting their hands in their pockets while Pac is in this nigga ear telling him, nigga, nigga, I made a song, nigga. This and you, Jay-Z, Biggie, and motherfucker, and I ain't got no problem with you, Pac. All right, nigga, well, if you ain't got no problems with me, nigga, when this song come out, you better not say a motherfucking word. I love you, Pac. Shook the nigga hand.
Damn. That's a real one.
That's why I love Nas to this
day. That's a real one.
And Pac walked off to me. He's like, yeah, nigga. And whooped her on the left. All right.
So nigga, you have no idea.
No.
Now that's Snoop's version of the story, right? But listen to what Reggie Wright Jr. has to say.
That's insane.
It's the truth.
Right.
You were there.
Yeah, I heard that bullshit.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
Why was it bullshit?
Because
you were there?
I was there.
Okay. So Tupac had dissed Nas already. Right?
On the album. You're talking about Against All Odds.
Yeah.
Correct. It was on the, it hadn't came out yet, but it had been recorded.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Machiavelli hadn't came out yet.
Okay. But Tupac had a problem with Nas.
They had a problem, but they worked it out that day.
Okay, so they ran into each other.
We ran into each other.
This was where?
At the park that's next door to Radio City Hall.
Okay.
I do a little, on Bomb First, I think some people say Cobra Park.
Okay.
It was a park. It was a big old park. And that's where you see all the people in there with the Death Row East signs and stuff like that. All of them wearing the Death Row East t-shirts. It was a big thing. We had a bunch, most of the people, Mutal and all of their boys and Fatal, they had a whole bunch of dudes from New Jersey that was out there. Death Row was probably like 20 deep,
Okay.
At the MTV. It was right after. It was like the after party for the MTV Music Awards.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing Snoop there. Snoop, where were you at on that picture?
Well, Snoop saying that Nas had like 100 guys there with guns.
They had a bunch. We was both sides. And it was tension. But they talked like men and worked it out.
So Tupac and Nas got together.
Nas talking about coming in the next week to record it. I saw Pop Telsha, which in fairness to Shug, didn't have time, or he went to prison, so I had this problem. But he turned to Shug and told him, we're going to take that verse off where I dissed Nas on Against All Odds. Now, eventually got out. I don't know if it was the people that was running the company at the time, because Shug was in prison when Machiavelli eventually came out. It never got taken out, or we couldn't, because, Pac was, 5 days later, got shot and later died.
Right, but the two of them actually did work it out.
They did talk
ahead of time.
Well, the reason why this shit Snoop, because he tried to make it seem like they were about ready to kill us if Nas would have snapped his hands. It would have been a big shootout, because Fatal and Mutal, they were deep, and they had a bunch of dudes from Jersey with them too, and I'm pretty sure they had things in their waist and pockets as well.
So now That's the setup, right? The whole point of what I'm talking about right now. You see, two different versions of the same story. Someone's lying. Someone's lying. Now, I know a lot of people don't like Reggie Wright Jr. Some people take it as far as to say Reggie Wright Jr. was behind the Tupac murder. That he set the whole thing up. And he ordered the security staff that was with Pac not to bring guns. He explained that too in an interview. Reason why. That's neither here nor there. But I'll say this. Suge Knight actually said the same thing that Reggie Wright Jr. just said in the DJ Vlad interview. Years ago, Suge Knight, I seen the interview with Suge Knight saying that when Pac and Nas met up, that they talked it out like men, and that Pac told Suge, Suge said it out of his own mouth. So Reggie Wright's not lying on that part. On that part, he's definitely not lying. Pac told Suge, take that part out while I diss Nas. Now, I don't think he was going to remove the whole song. I think Against All Odds was going to be on the album regardless with him dissing Puffy and everybody else. But it just lines up for me. It looks like Reggie Wright's account is more valid. Is more, it makes more sense. You know what I mean? As opposed to Snoop. Snoop's version of the story sound like a whole bunch of capping. It sound like a whole lot of extras. I could be wrong. But the reason why I think it's possible that Snoop is bullshitting, like Reggie Wright Jr. just said, he called it bullshit from the jump. It's bullshit. Reason why I think Snoop is probably bullshitting is because deep down inside, I believe Snoop didn't really fuck with Pac like that. I think Snoop, some people would say, was jealous or envious because Pac came to Death Row and took shit over after Dre and Snoop built Death Row. Then here comes Pac, just on another level. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think. It's like work. Somebody just come in and just take shit over. You know what I mean? At your job, you're going to feel some kind of way, right? So I feel like there's a little bit of, it could be jealousy. Well, I feel like Snoop feels some kind of way about Pac, and he just won't say that shit publicly. Always, yeah, Tupac was my nigga. Yeah, man, Tupac, woo, woo, woo. But right before Pac died, right before Pac died, Snoop and Pac had problems. And there's many accounts of that. Why did they have problems? Well, come to find out, and we didn't find out until after Pac died, Snoop was homeboys with Biggie and Puff. Ain't that about a bitch? So Snoop wasn't really riding with Pac like that. And if you notice, since Pac died, especially as of late, Snoop is always shouting out enemies of Pac. People that Pac had problems with, right? For example, he talked about how Pac dissed Biggie, but he said, yeah, man, Biggie had wrote some shit for Pac, man. Biggie had some shit. He had some heat for him. And some of y'all may have seen the episode of Steve Harvey's show where Snoop and Puff went and shook hands, you know, talking about the whole East Coast, West Coast thing, which I don't really have a problem with, but I guess they were supposed to be, you know, trying to, at that time, squash the little tensions or whatever. But all in all, I don't think Reggie Wright has anything to gain by lying. Snoop is the one that I think is full of shit. Snoop is the one that's always, you know, kissing ass. You know, because me personally, I can't see that scenario like that, the way that Snoop is telling the story. Again, I could be wrong. I'll leave room for that. I could be wrong. Maybe Snoop, you know something. I don't know. Well, you know, because according to Reggie Wright Jr. In his interview, he said he don't even think Snoop was there. And now that I think about it, when I watched the, because I remember seeing that that video where Pac had it, you know, he was with his homeboys. He had a lot of people behind him and they were holding up the Death Row East. They had the Death Row East signs. Some of y'all might remember that was the video where Pac was talking about Death Row East. And he was like, in the interviewer asked him about Death Row East and Pac said, do you believe in Jesus? He said, then believe on Death Row East. And he dissed Nas in that interview. He did diss Nas in that interview. So I believe that that's what Reggie Wright was talking about. And I didn't see Snoop in that video. Of course, Snoop could have been around somewhere else out of the camera view. But I didn't see Snoop nowhere around. And like Reggie Wright said, where was Snoop in that? Reggie Wright would know. If nobody else know. And one other thing, before I take a quick break. A lot of people forget that a lot of this shit started because of Snoop and his New York, New York video where he was kicking down the buildings, him and the Dog Pound. And Biggie called the radio station and was mad. And basically, I'm not going to say he called the shot, but let's just say Snoop Dogg's trailer got shot up. These are the little things that people forget. Right? These are the little things that people forget. And also, it's important to point out that Snoop and Biggie and Puffy were cool during the time when Pac had major beef with these niggas. But yet you sitting up here talking about Pac your boy, Pac your homeboy, and all this, that, and the third. You let these New York niggas shoot up your trailer. and then turn around and is cool with the dude that called the radio station pretty much asking for it, which was Biggie. This is why the tensions with Snoop and Pac so heavy right before Pac died. And that's another story within itself. And I'm going to come back with that in a minute. I'll be right back. All right, you're listening to the Morrow Takeover Show via the Victor Morrow Show. And now I want to pick up where I left off at. I was talking about how Snoop and Pac had problems right before Pac died. Now, I did a podcast on this a couple of years ago, and I think it's time for me to address it again. Now, this is during a time before people were really looking at Snoop like he could have been in on the Tupac murder. But in that podcast, I pointed out some things that just didn't set well with me about Snoop. Number one, a lot of people don't know, Biggie was affiliated with the Crips. I believe it was the Southside Crips. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that, right? I'm not from California, so I don't know. I'm not from LA. But I think I remember Pac even making fun of Biggie because he was trying to throw up. Biggie was throwing up gang signs. And he was like throwing them up wrong. I believe that was back when Uncle Luke, remember Luke Campbell had the, he had his little show or whatever. They used to come on. I think he used to come on a cable channel. But you take a look at this, right? Snoop's a Crip. Pac had a lot of homies that were Bloods. Now, Pac never claimed to be a Blood. There's a lot of controversy surrounding the whole MOB thing. You know, Pac said MOB stood for money over bitches. But, you know, a lot of you know about what MOB is in California, right? Ma Pa Rules. So there's a lot of controversy behind whether or not Pac was affiliating himself with the Ma Pa Rules. And he did have homeboys that were Ma Pa Rules. So, but Pac said himself that MOB stood for money over bitches. So you got a lot of people saying, oh, he a fake gangster. He wasn't really no Ma Pa Rule, this and the third. But Pac said it stood for money over bitches. But getting back to Snoop, Snoop, this nigga, Snoop made friends with Biggie and Puffy during their beef with Pop. Now, you tell me, don't this shit seem a little fishy to you? Pac gets shot by Orlando Anderson, so they say. So they say, so that y'all don't get stupid with me. I'm just going off of what's been said. Pac was shot by Orlando Anderson, Southside Crip, Biggie, affiliated Southside Crips. It's been rumored Puffy hired Southside Crips to shoot Pac and Shook. This shit is all over the internet, right? So I'm not saying nothing new to you. I'm just saying connect the dots. Who's the man in the middle? Who's the man in the middle? Whenever there's a murder that's unsolved, I'll tell you who to look at. The person you need to always look at is the man in the middle. Who is connected to both Biggie, Puffy, and Bad Boy, and also connected to Death Row? It's Snoop. Now, a dumb nigga would say, Snoop ain't had no connections to Bad Boy. Yeah, he did. I just told you. That's the whole point of me going on this whole spiel. Biggie and Puffy had aligned themselves with the Southside Crips. Snoop and Biggie were homeboys. Without Pac knowing. And also, Snoop was signed to Death Row and was supposed to be homeboys with Pac. So Snoop is the man in the middle. Also, Snoop's cousin, Lil Half Dead, made an album after Pac died that was very questionable. The album cover, anyway, was very questionable because it looks like a picture of a dead Tupac with a bullet in his head. That's Snoop's cousin. And also, according to Keefe D, Snoop's cousin, Lil Half Dead, was in the same car. There was four people in the car, according to Keefe D. And one of those people that was in the car was Lil Half Dead. The car that I'm talking about is the car that rolled up on Suge and Pac and shot both of them, supposedly, because, you know, it's controversy over whether or not Suge actually got shot in the head or not. But I'm just laying this out for you. Who is the man in the middle of it all? It's Snoop. Didn't Snoop go to Pac and say, you going to Vegas, cuz? You going to Vegas, cuz? Why was Snoop trying to make sure Pac would be in Vegas? Could it be that Snoop wanted to make sure Pac was there so his homies could finish the job? Keep in mind, Pac already accused Puffy and Biggie. I don't call that nigga Diddy. I call him Puffy. That's what he started out as. He already accused, Pac already accused Biggie and Puffy of setting them up in New York. That's interesting. So Pac gets shot in Vegas. And turns out the people he got shot by the people that shot him in Vegas are affiliated with Puff and Biggie. And then Biggie dropped a diss track to Pac after Pac died. Was it the Long Kiss Goodbye? This was after Pac died. And for the people that want to be stupid and say, well, that album came out. That album came out after Biggie died, so Biggie couldn't have done nothing about that. Well, Biggie was at the record, at the recording studio. Or he wasn't at the recording studio. He was at the radio station freestyling it. Not, it wasn't an actual freestyle. He was rapping, but they was calling it a freestyle. Right? It was a written, but they were calling it a freestyle. He was rapping the diss song. So, and this was after Pac died. After Biggie did the Joe Clair interview on BET. Talking about, I wouldn't wish nothing on Pac. You know, it's sad that he died. You know, I wouldn't wish that on nobody. That's what he said. But then you make the diss track. And in the diss track, they're clowning Pac. They ain't said, they didn't mention Pac by name. But if you go and listen to the track, I mean, damn. You know who they were talking about. And they even said, we ain't mad at you in the song. We ain't mad at you. Well, who made that famous? Pac. I ain't mad at you. So miss me with the bullshit. I hate niggas like that. I can't say I'm a straight up nigga, right? I hate backstabbing shitty ass niggas. I hate niggas like that. You got a problem, nigga, have a problem to my face. That's why one of the things that, and, you know, not to diss New York, I love a lot of New York music, but I hate that subliminal shit. I hate all them subliminal tracks where you subliminally dissing the nigga. I hate that. You got a problem, nigga, say the shit. Biggie never said Pac name in a song. The only time he did was on that dumbass shit he did with Jay-Z. That's the type of niggas they are. And I don't respect it. I don't give a fuck what a nigga got to say. So a nigga come on and say, oh, nigga, you're a Tupac stan, nigga, fuck you. I just don't like bitch ass niggas. But I just put it to you like that. And for me, the way I feel, the way I'm looking at this situation, the way I look at it, yo, man, Snoop is a backstabbing ass nigga. That's just the way it appears to me. Because Pac was riding for Snoop when Snoop got his trailer shot up. And that whole thing popped off. But then this same nigga lined himself up with Pac's enemies. Now, I can't say 100% that Snoop set Pac up. I'm just saying. If you really break down this case, and you look at everything, because everyone in the beginning, y'all remember, if you're old enough to remember, when Pac died, first thing a lot of people did was say, Suge did it. Suge did it. But I'm noticing now, and I was one of the first people to say it years ago, the person that people need to look at is Snoop. Why in the fuck would Suge let niggas shoot up in the car? Niggas say dumb shit sometimes. I'm going to tell you. Niggas was like, well, Suge probably hired some experts, some marksmen to shoot. Bruh, I've been in the military. I know some people that can shoot like you wouldn't believe. Marksmen, experts. I know people that they could shoot a bug out your nose. Being sarcastic, right? But I wouldn't let them motherfuckers shoot someone while I'm sitting in a fucking car. You gotta use common sense. You gotta use common sense. Just go back to the fact. Snoop kept asking Pac, you going to Vegas, cuz? You going to Vegas, cuz? Where was Snoop in Vegas? Oh, he wasn't there. How convenient. So if he wasn't going to be there, then why the fuck was he so worried about whether Pac was going to be there or not? You see? The man in the middle. Snoop looked like a greasy ass nigga too. He got that look like a slimy type nigga. Anyway, that's my take on it, man. And thank you for listening. If you're listening on the Tomorrow World Radio YouTube channel, I know I've been gone from that channel for a minute. But I haven't stopped the show. I just haven't been posting up there. The show is always available at victormorrowshow.com and Tomorrow World Radio. And so just so there's no confusion, I talk about the news and current events, but I also talk about this kind of shit too. So it's like you have the two shows under one umbrella. It's like you got the Victor Morrow Show, right? But that show within itself has the Morrow Report, which goes into news, political shit, wars, world news, basically, right? And the Morrow Takeover Show is where I get into urban culture and, hip-hop shit. The shit that's mainly Black America. You know, I'll just put it to you like that. So anyway, again, I thank you for listening. I'm sure this won't be the last time I cover this. I promise you I'm going to try to get back on my shit again. A lot of people are like, man, what the fuck you doing? I'll try to get back on my shit again. Peace. Thank you for listening.